You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's right, Mark Caboli in with us for a full hour, the final hour of our show, talking about preseason game number one. Mark did not watch the game in Jacksonville. I don't know that anybody went. Mike Tomlin wasn't asked a single question in his press conference. Mark took it all in at Sharky's our guy Mike Manning. Or excuse me, with Archie's.
Boy, he's struggling today.
Man!
Adam, maybe you should just walk out the door and start the day over again.
You and I could switch if you want. You do the producing.
Yeah, why don't you?
Jeez.
I don't know what's happened to me today.
I mean, people seem to be really interested in the no questions to Tomlin. I can break it down for you what happened. First of all, it was the first preseason game in Jacksonville. There's not a lot of media. It went 19 people weren't playing, so people were like, forget this, number one. Number two is they opened the locker room the same exact time as Tomlin talks, and they try to get out of there so quickly. Considering Tomlin is live streamed on their interwebs or their website, you can always get what he says off of there. He never really says anything. So you go to the locker room and get those guys before they're out and get to the bus. So that's what happened.
I mean, you guys are taking it on the chin.
That's exactly what happened.
You're taking it on the chin. You're taking it on the chin because the whole Cam Hayward and Chris Boswell situation, nobody reported it.
Yep.
And you're taking it because nobody asked a question at the Tomlin press conference.
Well, the Hayward-Boswell thing is, I mean, first of all, do you remember Aaron Rodgers' first pass of camp and it was picked off?
Yes.
Guess who was playing? Oh, Cam Hayward. So it's not like he hasn't been out on the field during team activities, team drills. I know that was a non-padded acclimation period practice. But a guy that's 36, 37 years old, and they continue to tell him, we know he doesn't need to be out there. And you see him every once in a while. You see him a lot during individuals. If he's out there for one play of team period and you miss it, you're like, you're not thinking twice about it.
No, because he's old. And that, I think that's a legitimate defense of the media. Like, had I been there watching every day, my assumption would have been he's not out there because they're protecting a 36-year-old player who was, from start to finish, the most consistent player on their defense last year.
Yeah.
The question is, what do we think Hayward wants? How do we think this all plays out? Because Dorn and I talked about it on Friday. If you're moving money forward, we figure that probably gets done.
Yeah.
If he's asking to be paid $25 million like the top defensive lineman in the NFL, I don't know, man.
Well, he's already got paid, what, 16? This year? 15? With that guaranteed money, I thought he got 14 and he got $1.5 million, whatever. 15, 16, so it wouldn't be too much to get to that point if you so, you know, quote-unquote, advance his money. But I'm sure he wants more than that. I'm sure he wants next year guaranteed as well. Maybe he wants something from 2 years from now until now. But that's one of my issues right now. You don't drop this from your agent to a national media member, put that out there, then just go radio silent, say, I'm not talking. If you have enough guts to go out there and put this out there to the world, maybe you should explain yourself afterwards. That's the only real issue I have.
You know he's going to on his podcast, right?
Yeah, I understand that. Maybe that's another thing that bothers you, right?
Doesn't bother me.
Well, you have to wait 4 or 5 days with continuous speculation of what he wants. And I don't think he's going to go on his podcast and say, I want $7 million extra. And I mean, hey, he bet on himself last year, right? He wanted that guarantee money because he probably didn't was unsure if he was going to be able to come back. He outplayed that contract. If he wanted to, he could have just signed a 2-year deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you could have been all this could have been avoided. But in the end, he's going to get his money.
Yeah,
he's going to get his guaranteed money. Boswell, I tell him, come talk to me in March and April.
Well, Mark, I will say this. I did tell you about Boswell a few months ago.
You did. You did. I did hear you hear it come from, and I totally dismissed it, right?
Yes, you did.
Because I'm like, 2 years out for a kicker? Are you like, kidding
no
me?
Way. You told me no way. I was like, I'm telling you.
2 years out for a kicker?
I tried to give you a bone there. You didn't take it.
Well, I didn't think Boswell had that enough guts to ask for money.
I mean, it's only like what, $1.5 million?
They could pay him $1.5 million, and he would become the most, the highest paid kicker in the NFL.
It's the precedent. That's what it is.
So here, and I want to get into the game. I want to spend most of the time on the game, but you can't. I don't think you can do one without the other.
Like, oh, sure you can.
I don't think you can.
One's a 17-year veteran who's a potential Hall of Famer, and the other one's a kicker.
Fair enough.
I understand that,
but he can win your games next year. And what are the odds of him getting hurt this year and not getting paid next year? Very slim compared to Hayward.
Sure.
Boswell's gotten hurt a couple times.
Yeah, but very slim compared to Hayward.
The reason I think they're both in similar situations is because Cam Hayward was an All-Pro last year,
yep,
arguably the best defensive lineman in the NFL after Dexter Lawrence got hurt. And Boswell's the best kicker in the sport. And so I don't think that you're setting any kind of dangerous precedents here, because if Peyton Wilson, who, if he were to be a good player, a really good player, says, let's negotiate with 2 years left on my deal, tough. Cam Hayward's a 10-time captain, an All-Pro future Hall of Famer, and Boswell's the best in the biz. They can play by different rules than everybody else. Ben did. Ben's a first-ballot Hall of Famer, 2-time Super Bowl champion, and they move money up for Antonio Brown because he is a different cat. So I don't think you're setting a dangerous precedent. It's for the best among them that you would be willing to break precedent for.
I just think it's a convenient excuse for the Steelers. We don't do it this way, so don't even ask. That's probably what it is more than anything else. It's not like, okay, we'll pick and choose. We're the Pittsburgh Steelers. We reserve the right to extend whoever we want at any time. I mean, I'm sure they can do that, but they probably like the blanket statement of, hey, man, we just don't do this. Sorry. Unless you're in unusual circumstance like Ben, which is understandable because you're franchise quarterback, and Antonio, which it was the fuzziest math I've ever seen in my life, and then end up getting him a, what, $4 or $5 million pay raise?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess you can do something like that for Hayward. I just wouldn't do that with Boswell. I'm just like saying, come talk to me. You know,
I mean, it's $1.5 million.
I understand that, but then how about when, you know, Joey Porter wants something early? I mean, you can't say, well, you did it for this guy and this guy. I understand they're the organization. They set the rules. But just to say, sorry, it's out of my hands, man. We just don't do that. I think it's a lot simpler negotiation tactics.
All right, you want to talk about football?
Was there a game?
Let's talk about the real football. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Oh, can I start this off when you're done here? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Did that cut you off?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
You could tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Go, take it where you want to go.
Go ahead, Dorn just hammered me about the Ben, not Roethlisberger.
Sauls.
No, that. Boswell. The Boswell, I told you he was whatever. I'm going to say this. Why don't you throw some flowers my way? And I've been telling you about Darnell Washington for the past 6 months that he's a different guy. I'll sit here and listen to your response.
I didn't say that he wasn't. I never said he wasn't.
Yeah, you.
Why did I? I didn't say he wasn't.
I know.
I believed you.
This is something you've seen from him day one at OTAs. He was a different dude. Last year, I was all over him. I'm like, this guy's just, he can't walk. He looks like me walking. He looks like me running. He'll never be nothing but a end-of-the-line blocker. Man, something happened in that offseason. Something flipped. And he's been doing that since April, Adam. Same stuff. Every single day he's been doing
every
that.
Every day, consistent.
Every day.
Wow.
And he went from OTAs to mini camp to training camp to now preseason games. He's been doing that.
Mark, I've brought this stat up a couple of times today. They were in 13 personnel, three tight ends, 15% of the time last year. Doesn't sound like a lot. It was the most in the NFL. They were 26 in terms of EPA, so their effectiveness not there despite them using it. Now you've got Jonnu Smith, who's a dog. You've got Darnell Washington, who clearly is improved. And you've got Pat Freiermuth, who was underutilized. I mean, how much do you think they're going to use that this year, the three tight ends? And how do you defend it?
That's the thing. They have the three tight ends out there. You can pretty much get a matchup you want. I mean, depending on how the defense counters with your three tight ends out there, you go the other way, and you got a smart enough quarterback to be able to recognize that quite quickly. And, you know, as you would say, if a guy splits out and they linebacker goes with Jonnu Smith, guess where I'm going?
Yep.
I'm going there. I mean, there's so many different options there. Plus, you have the DK Metcalfs who can catch and run more better than mostly anybody in the league. And you got the quarterback and can get you there. And you know what? I think that's under the radar this past game was some pretty decent start to Arthur Smith's season. I think he was on top of things.
That was our number one takeaway, that and the tackles.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of play action, a lot of middle of the field.
Well, Mason was pretty.
That's your guy, too.
I mean, same thing. You just keep seeing guys do the same things. Eventually, it's going to show up in games. And I kept saying about Max Harleman, too. I'm like, the guy just shows up every day in practice. And there he goes with a touchdown as well. So, I mean, training camp might not mean anything in the grand scheme of things, but then you see him start popping up later in the season. You're like, well, maybe it does have something to do with it.
Do you think Darnell will be the best tight end on the roster at the end of the season?
Probably not. I like to see Jonnu in game action. I mean, I know what he did in Miami last year was spectacular, but I don't know quite how they're going to not fit him in, but how they're going to utilize him. I think he'll still be the third tight end in terms of receptions, targets, and all that stuff. But he's a guy that you have to really keep an eye on, especially red zone 10 yards and in, where he can just body a guy up. Or you can see, as you saw on Saturday, he can run a route, man. He can run a route. This is what they thought they were getting a couple years ago. And I know you were high on him a couple years ago, and I don't know if the knee was bothered. I don't know what it was. He just wasn't that guy.
Well, and you said he's bigger than he's been, too. And he's running better. And it's a hell of a combination.
And we're forgetting about his blocking ability, too, right? We're just like, no, that's the best part of his game.
Let's get into the offensive line when we come back. And I don't know that you could ask for a better performance out of those two tackles. Mark Caboli with us until 10 o'clock.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates,
From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're going to get into the offensive tackles, how they looked in Saturday's preseason opener. Mark Caboli with us until 10 o'clock. First, though, bets to make the team. Brought to you by Bet Parks. Bet on sports and play all your favorite casino games for real money on the Bet Parks online casino and sportsbook app. Mark, I want to run through a couple of these quickly.
What about very Starkey of you.
Yeah, free association.
Nice.
Bruner or Robinson?
I think Robinson makes the team. And you're talking about making teams?
Yes. Yep.
Robinson makes the team. Bruner gets the practice squad. Robinson's just an absolute beast on special teams. Was he 350 snaps last year?
Wow.
I mean.
Bruner acquitted himself well on the special teams, though. Comes down, makes a tackle on the first kickoff, led the team in tackles.
Yeah, you haven't really seen much of him other than that. So I don't think anybody's going to be beating down the door to sign Mark Bruner after he gets
Carson.
Cut. What did I say, Mark Bruner?
Yeah, the dad.
I'm hanging around Crowley too
much.
Screwing up names.
He's been 20 minutes without messing up a name, so I'm proud of you.
All right. Only the show could make it that long without screwing a name up. All right, how many wide receivers do they keep?
Well, I was thinking five, but Scotty Miller's throwing that sixth one in there is making it very, very difficult just to get him and sit him on the bench just in case. You know who the top four is. I still think Robert Woods makes it. Maybe Robert Woods doesn't. I still think he likes his pedigree, what he brings, his veteran leadership, all that good stuff will make him make the team. I think Skoranek's a lock. So I would say five or six, maybe leaning towards six right now.
But your guy Hurlman's not going to make it.
No, he'll be a practice squad. No, yep. I mean, he's one of those guys that's really, you just want him around because he can really help you put together a decent practice. But
yeah,
he's just a guy that's, I don't know, he's Rudy, right? Mm-hmm. No, he's not Rudy. I mean, he's a lot better than that, but he can play. He can punt return, wide receiver,
defensive
running
back,
and defensive back. I mean, you find a place on a practice squad.
Yeah, he's going to be around. He's absolutely going to be around.
Yeah.
Love Plus, he's like not that. Bad.
Right.
Speaking of jack of all trades, Connor Hayward make the roster.
I think so.
Okay.
So four tight ends?
Yep.
Maybe six
receivers? Galbraith was not bad, but he's limited. He can catch, but that may be all. I think Hayward's been a little bit better blocking. I think they'll keep four.
Do you think Skylar Thompson winds up on the practice?
It all depends on how far along Howard's injury is. If Howard does play in that last preseason game or is basically cleared for that week one game, I don't think they keep four. I don't even think they put Skylar Thompson on the practice squad.
Trade him?
What are you getting for that? Maybe you get a seventh round pick, but
that'd be great.
I don't think that anybody would be even interested in that. Be honest with you.
All right.
I don't think they keep four. I don't think that as long as I've been around, they don't keep the fourth guy on the practice squad. But this is a unique situation with Howard still iffy.
And this isn't really guy who loses this job gets cut, I wouldn't think, but Thornhill or Clark.
I think both make.
Yeah.
Once again, you throw Clark in as a very good special teams. He's been better than I was expecting him to be. Thornhill.
What a hit, man.
He does. Plus, you want to keep Thornhill around because he's probably the best quote on the team. There's not much of a filter there right now, but that's purely selfish reasons right there.
I was going to say, notice how Mark likes one Thornhill because he says things and that he's ticked that Cam Hayward is going to talk about his contract on his podcast and not to him.
No, I just said with Hayward is if you're going to drop this through Adam Schefter, through the agent, you probably should have said something 2 hours after it when everybody was then asking. That's all.
Running backs.
I think three. I don't think they'll go more than that.
No Johnny Sermon?
Johnny is the fourth?
Johnny, Hayward. Hayward in the pinch, right? He played there in college. But I think you have Gainwell, Johnson, and Warren. Probably dumped a couple onto the practice squad. I always mess up Trey Lance and Trey Sermon. This is Trey Sermon, right?
It is Trey Sermon, yeah.
Which, he's been he's been better than I was expecting as well, because after he got out of college, you thought he was going to be a decent player. Then you didn't hear anything from him. But
made a special teams tackle on Saturday.
Not only that, going back to the Arthur Smith thing, when's the last time you see him run a scream like that?
Oh, it was great.
Wow. Yeah. Timed up perfectly.
And we talked to Trey Essex earlier on in the show. He said a very offensive line friendly game plan.
Oh, quick.
Quick stuff, screens, play action.
Decision making.
All the goodies. And that's what I wanted to talk about a little bit this segment. That was bets to make the team. You can bet on sports and play all your favorite casino games for real money on the BetParks online casino and sportsbook app. Mark, you couldn't ask for a better starter for the tackles. I know Feltano had the hands to the face penalty, but they faced a combined 24. There were 24 dropbacks, zero pressures allowed.
Yeah.
And Broderick was bad 15, last year in the preseason.
They have 15 snaps?
Each, yeah, 15 snaps.
So it's not a huge, huge sample size, but you had both their stud and edge rushers there, and they did throw the ball seven times on the first series. So it helps with the quickness and stuff. I don't think they did very well as a unit running the ball.
No.
I mean, Caleb Johnson, I saw, did you see the stat? He had 20 total yards rushing. He had 25 after contact. What that tells me was he was getting hit before he was touching the ball.
Mm-hmm. Now, Trey, we had him on earlier, said that there were some holes there that maybe were missed by Caleb. But
yeah, definitely. I mean, early on, it's like that. But if that's the case, I'm not really worried about that, because I think we know Broderick and Troy Furtado can run block. It was the pass blocking. You're like, we're not quite sure here. So if that's one of the two I'm choosing right now, I'm happy to see that they did well.
Yeah, I think that's well said. But this has sort of been a theme in camp, though, their inability to get some push running the ball, and now it followed them into the first game.
Yeah, I mean, it's so hard to tell at camp, because when they do team run, everybody knows they're running, so you're having 11 people just firing off the ball. So, I mean, there's nobody setting it up. There's very few play action off of that. So that's very difficult. Plus that defense, as you could tell the other nights, well, you actually couldn't, because most of them didn't play. The defense, it has played pretty well. So I wouldn't quite read too much into it, just like I didn't read too much into the Broderick Jones struggling early on. I mean, you would like to see him get off to a better start, but I mean, it's not a death sentence because he struggled the first 4 days of camp. Just let it play out.
Are you excited for the joint practice? Like, will you get, like, as a reporter, will you get the most out of that?
There's so many things going on at once. They'll use the entire field. They'll do offense, defense, live stuff on one half and the other half. So it's hard to really, you know, focus in on one thing. But you get a lot out of it. So it will be very interesting. I mean, the only downfall to that is, which the last time they had this, maybe against Buffalo, I'm not quite sure, it didn't really happen, but that thing can get ruined real quick with some fights.
Oh, yeah. And it's bound to happen. I mean, it's going to happen.
The first couple times they did it was just worthless. Every play. Then I think it was Buffalo the last time they did it. They actually settled it down and got some good work in. And I think that's the only place you're going to see a lot of these guys. I don't think you see Metcalf, Rogers, a lot of these guys in Saturday's game. I think this is their Saturday game. Very controlled. You can do what you want and not really risk getting blindsided in your quarterback. So I think that's how they're going to approach this.
Let's get into that a little bit more when we come back, because Mike Tomlin spoke to Steelers.com about whether or not we'll see Aaron Rodgers this preseason. Yes, Harry?
Okay, I'm amused by something. I'm trying to use AI to make the show notes now because there's a transcript of your words, and AI did indeed note that you mistakenly referred to Cole Holcomb is Mason Cole in parentheses, and I laughed when I came up.
So you're saying AI is smarter than Adam Crowley?
I mean, I said make a 5-sentence summary, and AI thought that was important enough to put in parentheses.
Okay, so real quick, because I don't understand this, do you put the audio?
No, so every time a chapter is made now, Odyssey gives us the opportunity to have like a transcript so I can see like what you say word form. And so, yeah, transmit your audio into a transcript, and then I put the transcript in AI, and I say, can you make me a 5-sentence summary of this transcript? And it does.
First of all, just when I thought you couldn't get any lazier. But second of all, listen, I got to own my own mistakes today.
I would love to see the garbled transcript of my words.
I'm sure he can make that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What happened? Mike Tomlin indicated to Bob Labriola on Steelers.com that probably not going to see Aaron Rodgers this training camp. Dorn and I agree that that's the right move. Let him get a lot of work in that joint practice. Keep him in bubble wrap then until the regular season opener on September 7th against the Jets. Mark, you're as big of a Mason Rudolph believer as there is around here.
The biggest.
All right. So let's say Rudolph started 17 games.
Yep.
How many games would the Steelers win?
9.
All right. Let's say Rodgers starts 17 games. How many games do the Steelers win?
9, 10.
So you think that there's no discernible difference between Aaron Rodgers and Mason Rudolph?
I do.
You're out of your ever-loving mind.
No, and let me finish this. I should have put dot, dot, dot in the old ellipsis, right? I think at the end of the day that they would have a very similar record. But I think Aaron would have the better ability to lead them through some playoff wins than Mason could.
I think that Aaron Rodgers is somewhere around like the 13th to 15th best quarterback in the league at this age. Mason's what? Between 28 and 35?
I looked yesterday, a couple days ago, and there is not a better backup quarterback on a roster than him in the league. It's not even close. I went through it. Trust me. Unless you're going Jameis Winston or anybody in Cleveland, there is nobody really close. So you would have to believe the bottom tier of the starters, he might be right in there. So you might be right around.
I'm taking Joe Milton over him. I know that.
You're crazy.
I'm taking Joe Milton.
Joe Milton play one game before?
I'm just saying.
The memes are outstanding with Milton.
Did you see his game that he played?
One game. Were you on the, at least we saw Mason over a greater portion of a season where he won a couple years ago, and he's continued to get
Trey
better
Lance
as well too. No, pull it up. You come one, up with one better than him as a backup quarterback. He's by far the best backup quarterback in the league.
I mean, I think you can make an argument for that, but the best backup quarterback in the league,
Sam Howell,
ain't the 15th best quarterback in the sport, and I think that's probably right around where Rodgers is.
Well, I'm just telling you, I mean, the season has a lot of ebbs and flows here.
We're going to see him.
Yeah, you're going to see him. You're going to see him a lot, which will end up probably leading to a 10-win team. Mason could get them to that point, too, as well. But I just think when you get to the playoffs, that's such a different ball game that Aaron has that moxie, that experience to push them through some of those games. So who do I take? I take Aaron Rodgers right now, because I think he gives you a better opportunity to go further. His ceiling, is that how the boys say it now?
Yeah.
The ceiling's higher for him?
Yeah.
I think it's pronounced ceiling, but yeah.
Ceiling.
Mm-hmm. Ceiling.
Ceiling.
Is a guy who's telling me how to
say it. I know. You do.
Well, Harry's telling us during the break that AI is trying to do the show notes over there, and none of your stuff's even coming up because you're mangling the English language so bad.
Okay, Mason Cole.
I still think, well, we expect this from Mark. You're a radio host that likes to critique others heavily. I mean,
boy, Callis is all over you, Crowley.
Texter writes in, Crowley butchered Holcomb's name as badly as Callis butchers family pets.
Wow. Wow.
I didn't butcher, I choked it. Crushed it. That's what happened there. It wasn't a, yeah.
Okay, when did you realize that this bird was dead?
We don't need to.
I mean, did you get to that point? Did you, like, rip its head off and tape it up like that one movie?
Oh, my gosh. No, I did. Stop it. Stop. No.
Pretty bird.
There's some things you just don't say out loud. Callis, that might have been one of them.
We were talking about it. It's traumatic for me. I thought it'd be nice to let it out to the greater Pittsburgh area.
I'm not going to let Mason Rudolph's performance in a preseason game make me go, oh, I think they'd be just as good with him as they would be with Rodgers.
But you're totally not listening to what I'm saying here. Regular season, I don't think there would be that much of a difference.
Right, which is what I have a problem with you saying.
Maybe there will be a difference, but not a huge, huge difference.
See,
am I not right? Somebody has to agree with me.
Aaron Rodgers is going to win them games. Not a bunch, but he's going to be asked to win a few games this year, and he's going to be able to do it. I don't know if Mason is put in a position where, Mason, you have to win us this football game this year. I don't know if Mason's capable of doing that.
Last time we saw him in the Steelers uniform was three games in end of the season. He did pretty well. And we saw him in the preseason. He played for the worst team in the NFL is what happened last year.
I think what Mason did the last time he was here was be arguably the best backup quarterback in the NFL. He could do it for a three-game burst. And for a three-game burst, you went, wow, this guy's pretty good.
And he's carried that over to his return here.
Sure, in a preseason game. And I'm not taking anything away from him. But whenever he had a bigger sample size last year with Tennessee, he got exposed. Because he's not a 17-game guy.
Okay, what would Skylar Thompson do if he was the quarterback this year then?
Well, I would read nothing into that.
Why?
I would read nothing into what he did.
Why?
Because I've seen enough of him to realize that he probably just took advantage of a really poor depth of the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm not saying he didn't play well, but I don't see that.
If Will Howard had that game, Mark,
you'd be going crazy.
We'd have spent 4 hours on it today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the callers would have demanded it.
I do want to make it crystal clear. I still pick Aaron Rodgers as your starting quarterback here. And I think Aaron Rodgers does make you a better team come January, but I don't think regular season would change that much with this particular line, this roster. Maybe Mason gets you 9, maybe Aaron gets you 11. Okay, two games is significant, but it's not like it's from 4-12 type of thing. What I'm just trying to say is they got a pretty good quarterback situation right now, I think.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I would agree with that too. Texter, I also killed my pet bird by accident when I was younger. I got excited and squeezed it between my thighs. Sincerely, Kevin Pittsnoggle. Harry, you know who Kevin Pittsnoggle is?
No.
Oh.
Was there some story about this? Or am I missing?
No, but that one hurts me. I don't know why I thought he would.
No, never.
Yeah.
No, he did have, lead your guys.
Elite Eight?
There you go.
Yeah. Viral sensation. No guy has ever looked like they... Like, no one player has ever looked more like West Virginia University than Kevin Pittsnoggle, who I believe is coaching high school basketball at Morgantown High.
I thought you were going to say nobody ever looked like their name more than him, and I was going to say Larry Bird looks like Larry Bird.
Larry Bird looks like my Aunt Velma.
I hope her name's not Velma. Did you hear during the break when Crowley said that Mountaineers might not win a game this year?
I didn't say that. I said they're going bowling. Larry Bird looks like Larry Bird looks like an old Ukrainian woman. Like if you just if
looks
you,
like a bird.
Bird.
All right, one more scintillating segment on the way with Mark Caballi
coming up next. Callous.
Any other big takeaways for preseason game number one? Texter, Crawley, there are strings hanging from your shirt. Oh, those are your arms. I've been lifting, too.
Weights?
Yeah.
What kind?
Heavy weights.
12-ounce curls.
Some 15-pound curls, big guy?
Nuh-uh.
Oh, yeah.
15 pounds?
Oh, yeah, and these ones where you go this way and this way.
Hammer
curls. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, some skull crushers. What do you think about that?
Oh, 15 pounds. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's what Jace does.
Working my way up.
Jace does fit literally 15-pound weights.
How old is he?
10.
Hmm. Well, he's probably maxing out at 15. I probably max out around 20.
Mm.
I can't because of my back. I have to do the seated bicep curl, Storin. Well, I need some stability
on the
back.
For you. It's better for you. Better for the arms, right?
Sure.
You don't have to rock at all. You just
bump. Sure. I mean,
I'll be good for the back.
50-minute mark on the fan brought to you
and
by
you are a coxus.
Coxon. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. You were just talking junk on Shador Sanders during the break.
No, I'm just saying it's a preseason
Why
game.
You don't like Shador?
I like Deion. I was just getting over Dan Orlovsky going absolutely ape crap over Shador Sanders like it was a Super Bowl throw. I'm like, dude, it's like the first preseason game. Settle down a little bit.
He did look good, though. Do you agree or not?
It's the Browns.
Did Shador? I didn't say, did Shador look good or not?
Yeah, I mean, but you know how that is. Very basic defenses right there. I understand he looked good. Nobody probably thought he was going to throw for two touchdowns and whatever he did. But I like to see come when the bullets start to fly.
Sure.
Oh, that's worth any rookie quarterback.
Dart looked good. Cam Ward had a bad first drive, but looked really good after that. Rookie Shuck class looking not, all right. Shuck looked terrible.
Right.
Terrible. And your guy Milton, I mean, he looked pretty good, and then they were somewhere.
Yep, that's what you're getting out of him.
My God, he uncorks it.
Whew.
He got a better arm than anybody in the league.
Ever, probably.
I mean, seriously. It is that good.
Uh-huh.
Half the time, he has no idea where it's going.
Yeah,
I'd exactly. like to keep him around, though. He'd try to polish that guy. Any other big takeaways for you from the game, Mark? You are a Steelers beat writer. It shouldn't be that hard of a question.
I'm just trying to think.
Wasn't at the game, Crow.
Obviously.
No, you know, chicken wings.
Well, nobody goes to first preseason game. We've already figured that out. I like how Roman Wilson started.
Yes.
I mean, you had a, 25-yarder and a 9-yarder. He looked smooth, good throws. So I think the big key with him is he needs to get his confidence up and to get two throws, two big plays right away. That helps. So that's a plus right there that just jumps off.
Does Beanie Bishop make the team?
Boy, he's another one. People left him for dead, huh? You didn't even hear about Beanie Bishop. Well, they had Jalen Ramsey. They have whoever else, Thornhill, Clark, whatever. All of a sudden, Beanie Bishop stood up and said, hey, I'm here.
I thought he looked pretty good. I thought Echols looked good.
Yeah, that's another one. That's a good call there. Brandon Echols has been good at training camp, and I think he stood out a little bit. Once again, it might have been a second team he was going against, but that's another piece of that puzzle. Of the secondary, he can play multiple positions. He can play man coverage, and right now through one preseason game and some of the offseason, it looks like a pretty doggone good signing.
Looks like a deep secondary. Mark, this was fun. You got 2 days left to practice.
Today, tomorrow, off Wednesday. They're going to Acrisure on Thursday for the joint practice, and nobody's invited except the team.
Oh, you can't.
No, we can watch. Media can watch it, but no fans.
Got it.
Because they don't. They want to just go over stuff that does not get out there.
Mm-hmm.
They want to just basically open up the playbook and act like a game. And, you know, Joe from Section 27, Seat 42, with their video camera, they can't do that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mark. Enjoy the last 2 days of camp.
All right, fellas.
Thank you, Mark.
Harry, let's do it again tomorrow at 5:40.
Yes.
All right, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Our guy... Caboli pretty happy. There's no practice today. 90 degrees the high, low is 68.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.